My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Durant, back to Curry, dancing on Batum, over the double team.
All right, continuing here on Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game with FP in for Dibs today. And I know both of us, FP, I'm not going to lie, like we might be ready to geek out on this a little bit. This was fun. They're calling it the best Olympics ever, and certainly Steph and Team USA might be the logo for that. And the voice for all of that was none other than Noah Eagle, who now joins us on the River Islands guest line. Noah, thanks for doing it. How you doing?
Guys, I'm doing fantastic. I appreciate you having me, and I'm just glad I got to feel like I was you guys for a little bit and enjoy Steph Curry for a change, because normally it's like, okay.
He's something else, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, it was a moment, I would say, or at least a couple moments, where I was like, is he from Earth, or is there some crazy Superman shooter weird kryptonite that nobody can find? It is remarkable, and he just cemented further what we already knew, which is he is beyond special.
No, let me tell you something you've probably heard a million times since that final call with Steph's three-pointer. Number one of the greatest calls ever. I mean, it's just in the moment, your emotion, the way you nailed it. I've been in broadcasting a long time. Capturing the moment for a play-by-play guy is so huge. But it might be the greatest call that nobody ever heard, because as fans, we were all high-fiving and screaming and yelling, and I didn't hear it. I'm with my dad. I'm with my son. We're jumping off the couch. We're screaming and yelling. So I go back and watch the highlights later, and I'm like, oh, my God, the golden dagger. And just the emotion with, like, so that was all natural. You didn't have golden dagger teed up, right? Or did that just all come out naturally, spur of the moment?
Yeah, it's funny. I've gotten the question a bunch, and I actually had been asked the night before, oh, have you planned anything? Like, do you know what you're going to say? Final call? Do you know what you're going to say during the game? And I never do. And that's just the God's honest truth is, for me, I've always felt it's important to just let the game dictate, and then you kind of follow along. And so exactly what you said, which was the emotion of it, was really what drove me. So I think that I try to pinpoint exactly when it popped into my head. And so as he keeps hitting threes, he hits the first one, you're like, all right, let's see what happens. He hits the second one, and I'm starting to feel like that Vince McMahon meme where he's like getting a little bit more excited with each step. He hits the third one, and I start to really feel it. And then I think right as that play was starting, I'm like, okay, if he makes this one, it's going to basically be the game. And so I've got to have something for that. And so for whatever reason, that's what popped into my head. You have only, you know, a couple of seconds essentially to think about it before it actually goes up. And then when it left his hand, I'm like, ah, that's not going in. And sure enough, it did. So yeah, I think because, as you said, everyone at home was screaming their heads off. Dwayne Wade jumped on my back, so I'm giving him a piggyback ride. And I just let loose. I just said whatever popped in, and that's what happened to be the words that kind of came to my head.
Noah Eagle, who was the voice of Team USA Hoops for the Olympics, is with us on 95.7 The Game. Noah, How much time did you spend with the guys away from the court? Because I think our listeners would love to know kind of how their presence, their celebrity, and their vibe landed with the locals on the scene.
So, yeah, Dwayne had a little bit more time than I did. You know, because I was doing the men and the women, I had games daily. And so, for me, I got to see them, you know, before games, pregame. I got to see the coaches, and I got to see Steve a little bit. I saw Teron Lu, who I was close with for my time with the Clippers. I saw Eric Spoelstra, who would come and talk with us a lot. And so we got a lot of information from those, from Grant Hill, who I know quite well, works with my father a lot and is very close with him. So I got to really feel like I could learn as much as I needed to from all those guys. But yeah, we got to see how the kind of crowds responded. I mean, I will tell you this, I did a variety of non-US games on top of all the US games. And it was just fascinating to watch how the crowds would formulate before each game. Now, if it's a France game and Victor Wembanyama comes out, and I'll never forget the moment, day one, France played Brazil, and Wemby led the team out an hour before tip-off. He was the first one on the court, and the French fans were already basically fully in the building. It was almost 100% full, and he took the basketball, and he chucked up a shot from half court and made it. And I've never heard noise quite like that an hour before tip. Until the next day, when LeBron James came out first, took the ball, slammed, and then Steph came out about 20 minutes later, and it was deafening. So that's really what I was experiencing was, okay, these guys are such a draw right now that the arena is full over an hour before the tip starts. And you see that to a certain degree, Steph definitely galvanizes people at the NBA level, and they come to see him warm up, and I get that. This was different. And even for them, just walking around and being around Dwayne, you know, we would go out in the public, and it was crazy. People were lining up at the hotel at 9 a.m. just to hope to see him before we left for the eventual day of basketball. So it was really cool to see how the fandom has really been globalized the way the NBA has hoped it would be. And I think the games obviously delivered down the stretch is only will help that cause moving forward.
No, you might have just described it, but as broadcasters, we're along for the ride, right? We're never the story. But we stumble into these special moments and we experience these things that we never thought we'd experience as broadcasters. Is there one moment after the USA won the gold that'll be stamped in your brain forever, a special moment that you shared with somebody or happened to you off the court, away from the broadcast?
Yeah, I mean, I think sharing it with the entire broadcast team is always special, and definitely in this case because it was Dwayne's first time calling games. And so to do it with him, and he's got a chance, if he wants to go on to be one of the great analysts in the game, the great analyst period on television, if he really wants to, because his work ethic was apparent from day one, the way he showed up, the positive disposition he brought, and the desire to be good at it. So he has all the tools if he truly wants to. So to be there for what could be the start of a legendary broadcasting career was cool in itself. But I think for us, what we got to see is, and this is what you always hear, Mike Green says it almost every year during the NBA Finals, the fact that you get to see these all-time names act like kids again. When they win their gold, when they win their title, when they win that pinnacle, when they reach that. And it's like this sigh of, oh my gosh, we've actually done this. We completed our goal. And so we got to see that. And even just that, the fact that it was Steph, KD, and LeBron together, and that was awesome. But the one moment that really will stick out is LeBron coming over right after the game. His entire family was sitting right below us to our right. And he had a handshake. I mean, people have seen the videos. He had a handshake special for each of his three kids. He went over to his wife, and he's trying to give her kisses, but he's sweating so much that she's like, stop it. I'd wait till you cool off a little bit. Maybe a towel would be nice. And just seeing little moments of interaction, of emotion, and legitimate exuberance. That's really what we do this for. And so that was cool.
Nothing says marriage like when you're having one of the great moments of your life and your spouse responds with, ew, gross.
Yeah. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be a random person who just happened to be a fan of the nosebleeds or King James. It's irrelevant.
Noah Eagle, the voice of Team USA Hoops with the Olympics, is joining us here. Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game, and FP is in for Dibs today. Noah, you mentioned earlier that we, you know, especially us here, we know who Steph is and his place in history. However, in this moment, he was also a star who missed the playoffs and is on the wrong side of 35. So I don't know that a lot of us saw this level coming. What changed for you, if anything, with the way you view Steph and his legacy?
Well, yeah, I don't think, because to your point, I think I've been so plugged in with the league for so long, whether as a fan or now in the last 5+ years as a broadcaster, that for me, I knew what Steph was, I knew what Steph is, and I certainly know what Steph is going to continue to be until his career is over, and that is the greatest shooter of all time, who raises the level of his teammates, one of the just plain best players we have ever seen, and someone who quite literally changed the game. So I think everybody kind of knew that, but I think this is a reminder of just how special he is. This is a reminder that he easily can be on that Mount Rushmore conversation of all-time basketball names and all-time basketball moments. And this was just another one of those. And so when you talk about legacy, to me, legacy always, you start to think and list off the moments. So you can say for Magic Johnson, you can talk about national championship in Michigan State. You can talk about rookie year with Kareem injured and the performance that he put together to win the Lakers the championship. You can talk about the Showtime era. You can talk about some of these moments and then being essentially the person to bring the dream team together. That was like the conclusion or the final piece, the missing piece of his legacy. You could say the same with Michael Jordan with, oh, a spectacular move. Or you could do the shot on Elo or the shot against the Utah Jazz on Russell. So many moments. And the same with LeBron, the chase down block.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
On Iguodala, the moments over the course of his career where he just showed up, game 6 against Boston, the Lakers guiding them to a championship. So it's all moments to me. This is just the final moment that Steph was lacking in his mind. He didn't need it to solidify anything, but it's nice to have that extra oomph kind of towards the finish line when you start having conversations. And for him, I think that's what this is. It's that final piece in whatever legacy he's trying to create at this point, which has already been complete. It's just even more complete after these couple of weeks.
No, same kind of question about Steve Kerr, because when watching the Olympics, you know, we saw the swimmers, you know, celebrating a silver or a bronze, or we saw the male gymnast celebrating a bronze medal, and we're like, that's so cool, and you could feel the emotion. But a silver medal with USA basketball was not acceptable. I mean, in our country, we're the only country where if you win a silver in basketball, it's a bad thing. So I can't imagine the pressure that coaching staff was under. Did you see Steve Kerr feeling that, or was he just the same guy every day?
I mean, Steve was Steve, and I think he always is Steve. And that is certainly, at least in the exterior of things, he is going to be pretty much calm, cool, and collected. And I think we saw that through the games. And if you were within the huddle and, you know, our sideline reporter Zora Stevenson was listening into every huddle, even during that Serbia game where they were down 17 points and it felt like, oh, they're going to lose. They're not going to win this gold medal. Steve was incredibly calm. He was incredibly optimistic, and he basically just kept reaffirming to the team, we're going to win. We're going to get this done. Just keep staying the course, and eventually things will start going our way. And he was correct. I think for Steve and for any coach of this team, one, you're right, the pressure is ridiculous. But two, there was so much outside noise about who was playing and who was not playing during the course of this run. To me, I thought he handled it so well. He always does. And he's had experience, obviously, because the Warriors have had some all-time teams with some all-time names, and guys are just going to be left off the floor. It's just how things go. But the way he handled himself over the course of this, amidst all that chaos and all that noise, I thought was really impressive. And if we're being honest, you take a step back and you really look at the rotations and the guys that he played when it mattered the most, it's hard to argue, because the results eventually found their way and the results eventually were exactly where you wanted them to be. So I think Steve handled it great. I think it's another chapter for him. There's a reason he was listed as one of the top 15 coaches of all time. There's a reason that his winning percentage is as high as anybody in NBA history. There's a reason that he has four championships to his name, because he is a special, special coach who understands how to manage different dynamics and egos and understands the game inside and out. And so I think we got another example of that.
Hey, Noah, you're probably aware of this, but the big debate in the Bay Area this offseason, coming off of a playoff miss, has been sort of the remainder of Steph's career, how aggressive the Warriors should be with that, and what do they owe him. With this kind of a performance, whether fair or not, I think it's rekindled the idea for some that Steph can still be an NBA one on a really, really high-level team. What are your thoughts on how this experience may have changed both the narrative in Steph's mind and from sort of the outsiders at large in terms of what the Warriors should do next?
I mean, I think that Steph has felt this way regardless. Like, Steph has supreme confidence in his game, and rightfully so. He always has. I think he's always felt that so long as he's healthy, he's going to guide teams to wins. And even when the Warriors weren't whole a couple years ago, when Klay was still out and Draymond was in and out of the lineup and they were just trying to integrate Andrew Wiggins the proper way, and the year before the championship, Steph was dragging them across the finish line in a lot of games, and they eventually lose in the play-in tournament, and it kind of sets them up for the following year, and then we saw what happened. So I think Steph has always felt that way, so it doesn't change with him. But yeah, the outside perspective might be a little different. I think maybe fans who felt, I don't know, you know, he's getting older, he's getting closer to 40, is he really going to be able to do this? This changes that. Now, I will say this, it's a little bit different than the course of an 82-game schedule, and I think you could say the same with LeBron James, who's going to be 40 this year. He clearly can still play at a top-end level. He clearly can still reach that one of the best players in the world level of basketball. But can he do that over 82 games with back-to-backs and then preseason and postseason and everything in between? That still remains to be seen. And I'd say that's probably the same with Steph in a certain way, where he can give you stretches. And we saw it down the stretch with the final two games, but that was a couple weeks. You know, if you go through the exhibitions and everything, it's 5-6 weeks total. That's not months and months and months of wear and tear on the body. So for the Warriors, I think there's a lot of decisions to be made. Clearly, they have made a conscious effort to continue to develop some of the youth that they've brought in. And they've got a lot of belief in Pajemski and Kuminga and Moody and the hopeful aspect of what they can provide in the future, because you do almost need to toggle between the two. You either have to go all in on Steph, or you have to allow him to be the conduit to what the future of this franchise is going to look like. And we know with Steph Curry, probably his best attribute is his selflessness and his willingness to do whatever it takes to put the team first. And so if that's what it is, that's what it is. But I think it still remains to be seen what they're going to do.
Noah Eagle, who called all the Team USA games in France, right here on 95.7 The Game. Noah, I only need to know one more thing, and that is, how old were you when people started calling the house and not being able to tell the difference between you and your dad?
I was 2.5. Guys.
Okay, that's right. Pay the under.
Child. No, I feel like I remember the exact moment. I was probably about 14, and I think someone, you know, I just answered the phone. I didn't say who it was, and they just started talking to me as if I was my dad. And then eventually I had to break the news, and I think they were very embarrassed that a 14-year-old would do that.
Now we also have a bunch of listeners who are like, what does that mean that people would call the house and somebody would answer it? I'm not quite sure what you're talking about, so we might have just lost some people.
What's caller ID exactly?
Yeah. The answering machine, the whole deal. Hey, Noah, tons of fun, man. Thank you so much for doing it, and above all, great job out there.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.